with Radio on the Go News. I'm Mitch Williams. This from the National Weather Service in Des Moines. The Radio on the Go broadcast area is under a heat advisory until 9 o'clock this evening. Heat index values up to 107 degrees are expected. The hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses to occur. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside today. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Again, drink plenty of fluids. Stay in an air-conditioned room if possible. Stay out of the sun and check up on relatives and neighbors. Young children and pets should never be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstances. And with that, more rain is needed to help Iowa's corn and soybean crops. ISU Extension field agronomist Angie Reekins tells Radio on the Go News, since April 1st, Hampton has been below normal for precipitation.
Minus 7.7 inches of rainfall from average. And while that doesn't seem all that significant, we didn't come into this growing season with a lot of extra moisture in that soil profile. So we just don't have a lot of reserve to draw on this time of the year when we're in some of our crucial corn growing stages. So that's been a concern. And then even when I look at other areas like Eldora is exceptionally dry. They are 45% behind their average precipitation. So that's something like minus 9.25 inches.
Reekin says the dry pattern is allowing spider mites to attack soybean fields.
You need to get out there along those field edges and places and look in that lower canopy, and then you get what looks like mottled or stippled yellowish green leaves. They are extremely tiny, so they're not noticeable to people just, you know, looking from the top. You got to get down in there and dig in that lower canopy. And then even then, I would put a piece of white paper or a couple pieces of white paper between those rows and shake those soybeans over the top. And then if you see what looks like little moving tiny specks of dirt, those are probably spider mites. Spider mites can be a serious pest threat in soybean, causing anywhere from 40 to 60% yield loss on top of what we're seeing in these dry conditions.
She says spider mites have also been found in cornfields, but they tend to focus more on soybean plants. The North Butler School Board on Monday held a special meeting and reviewed a resolution regarding the election on the issuance of $19,305,000 in general obligation school bonds. The funds would be used to construct, furnish, and equip an athletic competition facility and remodel, repair, improve, furnish, and equip existing facilities, including the replacement of mechanical and electrical systems at the elementary building. The board then approved said resolution. The North Butler School Board also determined it was necessary to submit at the special school election the proposition of authorizing the Board of Directors to levy annually a tax exceeding $2.70 per $1,000 of assessed property value, but not exceeding $4.05. The election of the qualified electors of the North Butler Community School District will be held on Tuesday, September 14th. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors on Monday discussed the first budget amendment for fiscal year 2022. No action was taken by the board. In other business, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors approved the interagency agreement with Hardin County and approved a resolution updating the Franklin County financial reporting policy. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors this week discussed the situation with the chiller unit used at the Law Enforcement Center. Chillers are basically large air conditioning units, but they work slightly different because of their size as they generate chilled water, which is used to provide air conditioning in buildings. The chiller unit at the Hancock County Law Enforcement Center is 40 years old, so the supervisors decided to fix what can be repaired for now and will look into a whole new system in the future. The Wright County Board of Supervisors on Monday continued discussions on the standing corn snow fence policy in the county. The board learned the policy would save the county money by not having to install regular snow fences. The board then approved to proceed with the policy. In other business, the Wright County Board of Supervisors appointed Dean Kluss as an alternate on the Central Iowa Community Service Board and approved the annual transfer of funds from the General Basic and General Supplemental Fund to the Public Health Fund. Iowa school districts have had to adjust their calendars since the pandemic began 17 months ago. Plans were in the works for the Hampton, Dumont, and Cal school districts to take a few days off during the 2021-22 school year, but Superintendent Todd Leto tells Radio On The Go News that changed.
We were going to try spring break. We haven't done that for a number of years. And everybody was kind of excited about that. We always, every year, have a calendar committee made up of teachers of all the different buildings. We put in a spring break. And at that time, we were under the impression, and it was kind of going through the legislature, that we were going to be able to continue to have virtual snow days. That did not pass through the legislature, and that is not going to be something that's eligible for us to do anymore.
The earliest public school districts in the state can start classes is August 23rd. Tuesday afternoon, the Hampton Police Department arrested 53-year-old John Capella of Hampton for violation of a no-contact order. Capella was later released from custody. Tuesday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 43-year-old Kylan Silvest of Iowa Falls, who was wanted on a Franklin County warrant for failing to pay child support. Silvest was later released from custody. A 40-year-old Mason City woman has been charged with 3 felony counts of burglary and a felony count of criminal mischief for allegedly breaking into a home in Floyd County last month. The state alleges Sarah Schilling broke into the residence in the 1200 block of 215th Street near Rockford and stole items on more than one occasion. 2 safes were also damaged. Schilling is being held at the Blackhawk County Jail. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is rejecting new recommendations about wearing masks in response to a rapid spread of a coronavirus variant in the United States. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advised Tuesday that people in areas with high and substantial virus transmission should wear masks in public indoor settings, including schools, to help prevent the spread. Soon after the CDC revised its recommendations, Reynolds issued a statement criticizing the move and raising concerns the federal guidance could result in mask mandates for schools. Reynolds signed a law in May that prohibits local officials from requiring masks to be worn in schools or businesses. The Des Moines Metropolitan Wastewater Reclamation Authority has begun sampling sewage as part of a national program to track the spread of the coronavirus and its variants. The Des Moines Register reports that the agency announced its participation on Monday. Agency workers began collecting samples last week and shipping them to a national lab in Maine. The effort is being funded by the federal government and is expected to continue for 8 or 9 weeks. Larry Hare, the manager of the Southeast Des Moines Sewage Treatment Plant, says sewage sampling can inform officials if a dangerous virus or germ is circulating in a community. For Radio On The Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.